And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hanks. Well, the Supreme Court recently upheld a decision allowing the Biden administration to deny federal health care funds to Oklahoma. The Sooner State filed a lawsuit after being denied Title X funding because it refuses to use the money to promote or refer abortions. Now, look, I'm not a legal expert. I tell you that all the time, but it does seem a bit odd to punish a state for not wanting to participate in ending human lives. I mean, call me old-fashioned, call me crazy even, but I kind of thought healthcare was supposed to, you know, care for people's health. Now, apparently, the powers that be have decided that if you're not willing to play ball on abortion, you don't get to play at all. It's kind of like telling one of those weird vegan restaurants that they can't serve food at all unless they start serving steak. Moving on to our neighbors up north, Canada continues to blaze new trails in the realm of end-of-life care, or that's euthanasia for those of you keeping score. By 2027, they plan to allow people with mental illness to choose assisted suicide. I can just see the TV commercials in Canada now. Are you feeling down? Are you feeling blue? Are you just all around depressed? Well, how about trying our permanent mood enhancer? Meanwhile, back in the good old US of A, West Virginia is taking a stand against this trend. They've added Amendment 1 to their November ballot, aiming to protect against medically assisted suicide. One state delegate explained that the amendment would simply enshrine existing law into the state constitution. So it's like putting a lock on the front door, even though breaking and entering is already illegal. But in this day and time, you can never be too careful. Well, in a story that proves no good undie goes unpunished, an Arizona man is being fined by his demon-possessed HOA. I say his demon-possessed HOA, but let's just understand that is a universal statement. All HOAs are demon-possessed. This Arizona man's egregious crime, offering free cold water to his neighbors. David Martin's his name, and he's been leaving water bottles outside his home since 2020 to help his neighbors beat the heat. But apparently, his HOA thinks hospitality is bad for property values. They're now fining him $100 per month for his act of kindness. I guess in their world, dehydration is preferable to seeing a cooler in someone's driveway. Lastly, in the world of sports, the World Darts Federation is now threatening female competitors with disciplinary action if they refuse to compete against men. One British player made waves when she dropped out of a competition rather than face a biological male. And the response of the World Dart Federation, well, basically, you throw darts or you face the consequences. Because there's no better way to promote fairness in sport, quite like forcing women to compete against biological males or risk their careers. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.